We're holding by the Mishnah and Daf Kufchav Yavon Beis. Mishnah began the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim by the Sugya of Shiva Kalim. When is it not Muksa? Is it Mein Malacha? Mein Malachim? The Sugya of Shiva Kalim, we'll get back to Bez Hashem on Sunday and Monday. There is a new Sugya to apply practically with Zman Hazeh. How do you look at Chad Pamis? How do you look at things that are utensils that we use one time? What's the Chad Pami plates, forks, knives, cups? I mean, basically, you have to know when a person finishes eating on Shabbos, let's say you use Chad Pami, else it's more of an eating Shabbos for him, it's easy, he doesn't have to wash the dishes. Now, after he finishes eating, he has a plate on the table. Are they Mokta Machna Skufai? Are they a rack? You'll have to come up to the head of Graf Shavi. Well, no, nothing broke here. It's a wonderful plate. You go wash that, use it all over again. That's Shiva Kalim. V'chein you can ask for a cart. Let's say you have a Chad Pami that's thrown in the garbage. If a kli shama is thrown in the garbage, it's not muksa. So if a chad pami is thrown in the garbage, you say it's a wonderful utensil, you can take it out, it's not muksa. And they will come out, all our garbages, api roiv, is not muksa. It would be a massive het in the sugya muksa. So it's very important you study in Shiva Kalim how far to extrapolate it, then get to the chad pamis. What to get back to. Negeta, also get to focus on the kli shama isser, there's no establishment of heter klal. So first we have to start with the certain machlekes tanoim, the sugya muksa. The gemara of mamshuch and tafkul kovdal and beis. What's the sugya masikim mekalim v'shiver kalim? The gemara brings out a stira brises. One brise says can masikim both of them. One brise says can only masikim shiver kalim. One brise says can not masikim not kalim and not shiver kalim. Stira. And for the gemara, harav Yehuda, harav Shimon, harav Nechemya. Shimon did not hold a muksa, therefore you can masik him Sai Kalim and not and Shiva Kalim. According to Yehuda that holds a muksa, you can only masik him Shiva Kalim, not Kalim themselves. According to Rav Nechemya, a kli is only used for Tashmish. Well, here's Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, what does that mean? Does it mean Tashmish HaMiyuchad, according to Rashi? Or Tashmish HaRogel? It's not Rogel to burn in case of Shiva Kalim. Therefore, in that situation, a person cannot masik him not Kalim and not Shiva Kalim. Tosfos brings down Pshat in Rav Nechemya. He says, "Ayin back to Siman Daf Lamavav, and see there how he explains the certain machlokes of Shimon of Yehuda of Rav Nechemya." So let's go back to Daf Lamavav and see how Yushen over there explain. There was a sugya over there that starts in Daf Lamavav Beis by the Chazan of a Knesset, Beit Knesset. He blows Tekiyas, tells the Moinam to stop doing Melacha. Now, when he blows the Shayf, he has a Shayf in his hand. How much time afterwards does a person have till he has to stop doing malacha? The Gemara starts with saying, well, he has the shayf in his hand until he puts it away. You have 20 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, how much time he has to put it away? In fact, the Gemara is telling, nothing to work in the shirim. What's the siman exactly? How much after the kiyah shayfer? The Gemara says, and echnami, he blew b'roi shagag, and he put it away miyad, right away. And therefore, when is the siman of Kabbalah Shabbos? Right after the kiyah, we have no time. The Gemara says, we see over here, according to B.I.C., saying you have to put away the shayfer. The shayfer and the chatzaisus, the maisa is muksa. Otherwise, we'll have to put it away for it. The Gemara says, the chur, we have a stira. We have one brice that says the shayfer and the chatzaisus is muksa. We have one brice that says the shayfer is not muksa and only chatzaisus is muksa. We have a third brice that says chatzaisus and shayfer, the maisa is muksa. And the Gemara, the same thing that we answer, but also the Kufchav Dalet. Harav Yehuda, Harav Shimon, Harav Nechemya. According to Yehuda, only the case of Chatzaitis and Muksa, not Shafer. According to Nechemya, both are Muksa. According to Shimon, the Lach is neither one is Muksa. What is the Machlikis among the Tanoim, Pshat and the Sugya Muksa? So first, we have to know, the Lach Lamais had a Paskin, the Sugya Beya and that base of Nalef, discuss the Sugya Muksa. The Gemara comes out, the Pashtis that we pass like Shimon on Shabbos. That's what we paskin. That means when we have a machlokes over here in our sugya, we'll define each sheet and we'll see how it goes. That's how we paskin. Hagam the Gemara over there sounds like by Yontif, to machmel like a Yehuda. The shallow among the Rishayim and the paskin, how far to take that. The way the Mechava paskins and Echnami, however, Yehuda paskins on Shabbos, we're going to take that to Yontif. Masha Enkin, our mother, or he paskins, will only take that negate to the sugya of Neulad. And if we mukta gemar Shabbos, we'll have a yontif. Except Neil will be more machmer, and even in that case, Mishmur wants to be make along. The ma'aser negates the Shabbos, but say we pass like Reb Shimon. What is the machlokes of Shimon versus Yehuda? So basically, two malchim, the sugya, there's Rashi, v'shari Shainim. just to mention Rashi, the Kasson Rashi, I go Viklak Shavi Shainim. Rashi seems to understand the case of a Shaver is a Klishim Lachter Leheter. Taisa points that out. Rashi is a Klishim Lachter Leheter, and that's why the Maisi have a right to metalpel it. In fact, we shine on the place, came two questions on Rashi, one based upon the definition, one based upon the local. Why is a Shaver way? The Gemara says it's Chazi, give a tinnit to go drink from the Shaver. That means Shaver is bent a little bit, we put your finger at the end of it, put water inside it, and get a kid to go drink. But the Bada Abram agrees the Shaver is Iker for Shaver, blog Shaver, doing the Isser of blog Shaver. So the Iker is Isser, and the Mian is Heter. Rashi is calling that Klishim Lachter Leheter. That's how he's defining it. They point out, let's take the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Beis and Beis. The Mishnah over there discussing a cornice, a hammer, to break knots, in case of a machat, a needle, we might need to take out a kreitz. We can call that case of Lachter Leheter. Pashas, we see the definition is, when the Iker is Isser, the Mian is Heter, is Klishim Lachter Leheter. That's Alton definition. Second, they point out, Rashi will be as cool in case of a shayver klishim lachter heter, means you can move it whenever you want. Rashi, it seems to be a case, a kufa dalam base, in the case of klishim lachter iser, which should be the case of a shayver, Rashi says only mutter, so a kufa mekarmi, not mecham l'tzel. Of course, against it, Rashi says over here, so people go to a frak, of course, the steer is lalocho. So you whether they have a kasha in definition, or steer is lalocho, the chodim would grapple how to answer Rashi. Let's go with Malach of Taisis and Shari Shainim. As it comes out, the Shimon and the Behuda both agree that Kli Shim Lakli Isser has the same exact halacha as Mamachlekes. The Shimon holds it's Osir, also Mecham Letzel, Mutzar Guf Mekhaimai, and the Behuda holds it's Osir Mecham Letzel, Mutzar Guf Mekhaimai. If so, what's Machlekes by the case of Chatzaitzis? Why by this trumpet, Kamon of Shimon saying it's Mutzar Guf Mekhaimai, and the Behuda saying it's Osir Mutzar Guf Mekhaimai? If it's Mukhsim Machmas Gufai, and which Guy it's Osir? So where a case explains Shat and Abhudah, that what is the difference between a Chatzaitzus and a Shafer? That even though a Shafer, the way Gemara in Rosh Hashanah said, it's smaller than the case of a Shafer, but one is Muksa Machmas Gufai, and one is Klishamak Lisser. There are two different things, two different levels over here. Explains Taisus why. In the case of Chatzaitzus, only chazi to melechas heter a drop. Therefore, mekatzay legami melechas heter. Therefore, you mekatzay das fully from melechas heter. It's under the category of muksa machmas gufay. That means again, Taisa saying everyone agrees is klishim mach lisser and has its halacha, and everyone agrees muksa machmas gufay has its halacha. Just where do you put chatzaitzus under what category? Taisa's understanding according to Yehuda, since it's only chazi ma'at. Therefore, Mekatze Das Legamri. Mekatze Das Legamri is Mokhsa Machmas Gufoi. Mela, you cannot use a Chatzaitzis at all. Mash Enkid of Shimon, he owns his Chosi Mat. Therefore, you're not Mekatze Das. Not Mekatze Das. Klishel Mach Lisser. Klishel Mach Lisser, what's a local? It's Mutil Zar Gufo Mekhoimri, also Mecham Letzel. That means they're not arguing in Mokhsa Machmas Gufoi, Klishel Mach Lisser. Machlekes of Yudim Shimon, and where do you put Chatzaitzis? Under what category? Is it Muksamach Maskufay or Klishamach Lisser? Now, the question is, Manashach, if it's not Muksa, so then why is also Mecham Letzel? What's the point of Klishamach Lisser? If it is Muksa, why is Muksa Kufa Mekhaimai? Come on the grain in your day, raise some above, it brings down our taisus, and it says over here what we mentioned, the Hakir, what the side of Klishamach Lisser is. Is Klishamach Lisser your sugil in the Katsadas or Gzeris Total? If the Yisrael over here is the Yisrael of Mekatze Das, so why in the world by Klish Shem Lach L'Isser should Tais come up to Mechalik and say, what's Mutazar Guf Mekaimai? Are you Mekatze Das or not? What happens over here? And Lamai says again that the Yisrael over here, that Shimon and his understanding over here, is that true Echnami by Shafer, the reason why, by Chatzaitzus, the reason why the Loch is Mutter, Mutazar Guf Mekaimai, also Mecham Letzel, as Gzeris Tiltel Kalem. Nothing to do with Muksa. Muksa is Muksa Lagamri, not Muksa. So how do we have different halachas over here? The straight away is Gzeris Total Kalim. That means the Goyim brings down Taisus and says, we see from Taisus, I'm not Maksa Das, but what's Isser? Klishmak Isser? Gzeris Total Kalim. Gzeris Total Kalim, what are we Gzeris from? We're Gzeris from Mecham Letzel. We're not Gzeris, that's our Guf Mekaimai. Now I could take the Goyim a step further and say, maybe that's Guf Mekaimai, Sebuda, and Meshemin. Rabbi Yehuda holds the sugya is maksedas. Rabbi Shimon holds the total kelim, not mukhach the gain. But where the gain is saying from our tesis, we see over here that something is not muksa, still it's osur. Why? Because exerts total kelim. Building upon this, kamo kiveger on Drush v'chiddush and daf for mem zayin also on mishnayis on the end of per gimel on the sugya over here. He says, let's read tesis slowly. Tosfos says that Kesach HaTzeitzus is only Chazi Ma'at. This trumpet over here, smaller than a Shofar, is Chazi for a little bit. And that's the Machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says, in Mekata Das Lagamri, but Shimon says, not Mekata Das, Nichol Kategor Klishim Lachtu Le'Isser. But let's say, says Rabbi Kiveger, that person is Mekats, in a case of not Chazi at all, not a case of Ma'at, not Chazi Bechlal, it's Meduik in Tosfos. So Kiveger signs in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samach Vav or Reish Ayin Tes. There's something called Klishim Makta Issa that has no Shdamshus of Heter at all. A category 2, they call it. Among the Svarim, or in Hebrew, they call it Sug Bet among the Svarim. A Kli Yisr, there's no Shdamshus. Over here, Meduyik and Toysus of Achleiks of Huda Meshim is only when it's Ma'at has a use. But let's say it's zero use. There's no Machleiks of Huda Meshim. Zero Machleikis. That means Sayyid Huda and Sayyid Meshim will call it Muksim Machmas Gufay. The Seb Kiveger and the Elm Sulat Tila David is Meduyik and Toysus. The whole Machleikis is by Ma'at, when it has a little bit of use. But as no Tzor Kufay Bechlal says Toysus, it sounds like that even if Shimon will agree, it's Muksim Machmas Gufay. That means if you analyze it, Kalim and Shabbos, who are there are like four levels. There's a Kli that's not Chozi Klal. There's a Kli that's Chozi Ma'at. There's a Kli that's Chozi Harbei. And the Kli that has a Shtamshus HaRogel, a Shtamshus HaMuchod. Four different halachas. A Kli that's not Chozi at all, said Kiveger, even agrees in Muksim Achmas Gufoy. A Kli that's Chozi Ma'at, that's Machleks of Shimon and of Yehuda. According to Reb Shimon, how we paskin, of Ikli Shemat L'Isser, that's Moses only to Akufim L'Karmai. If it's Chozi Harbei, even of Yehuda will agree, it's Kli Shemat L'Isser, that's Moses to Akufim L'Karmai. If it's Shtamshus HaRogel, Shtamshus HaMuchod, that's Reb Nechem Yeshito. And according to him, you have the right to go moving on Shabbos. That means there are four different types of kelim you can practically have on Shabbos. The mice again, we pass like Reb Shimon, the one bear and our bays. It comes out, the feed is Havon, according to Tosfos. Any kli that has a Chazi Ma'at on Shabbos, the Mutta Tzar Kufa and Lekarmai, like every kli Shemak Lesser, that's also Mecham Letzel. Now, what is the story of Machlokes of Shimon and Reb Yehuda? You could say, the Yisrael Machlokes is, that something Chazi Ma'at, how does a person's mind work? Was he Mekatzadas or not Mekatzadas? Reb Yehuda says he was Mekatzadas, Reb Shimon says not Mekatzadas. They argue how a person's mind works. That's a little bit of a deichik to say that's the Yisrael Machlokes. Arguing, was a person's Das Mekatzadas or not? The Chud Yisrael Machlokes, everyone agrees you Mekatzadas at the same level. You Mekatzadas, basically, but not fully. That's the argument of Reb Yehuda, that's enough to be Nichlan and Sugyo Mokso. Reb Shimon is saying that's not enough Nichlan and Sugyo Mokso. You Mekatzadas, mostly, not fully, it's Chazi Ma'at. Is that not be on the category of Chazal Kol Mokser? Is it Xeris total on that level or not? Now, the Chura we're saying now is all very good according to the Goyin. That's very good according to the Goyin, it holds together over here, Xeris total. We go like we pointed out in the Chura, the Mishnah, the Chayodom. You said the Klisha Mach, the Iser, Mishum, the Sugil of Aksos Das. Chura, what's Mach like this? So it could be the way how Yudha, he understands. That when Makatzadas, even from Gufay Makaymai, because Betzim has no use, Mishim is saying, since it's Shayat Gufay Makaymai, so Maisi not Makatzadas. And it could be the argument in Yechanami, what a person Makatzadas from Gufay Makaymai. But actually, what the Yisrael Machlokes is, it comes out, a Mahalach of the Fib Kiveger, Tila David, built upon Tosfos, that something is Chazi Matz Machlokes, and we're going to pass in the Klish Shemalak Lisser, that's only also Mecham Litzel. Therefore comes out, again very clear, this Yisoid from a Kiveger, it would be very important Yisoid, the Kli Shemalak L'Isser has no Shtamshus of Heter, so Kiveger, Sai Reb Shimon, Sai Reb Yehuda, is under Muksa Machmas Gufoy, and therefore it's also Osir, even by Gufoy and Kaimai. Now, what's a classic example the Oilam likes pointing to? The case of an Ner, Nashal Shaiva, again, the Ner and Chazal, they say Ner, means the case of the couple holds the Shaman. The words of the Mishnah Berurah, instead of the word Ner, he calls it Nashal Shaiva, Nashal Cholov, the case of a candle. The case of a candle was not lit on Shabbos, so therefore it's not a case of Bosses, not negate the Sugi of Isser. What's a candle not lit on Shabbos? Is it Muksim Achmas Gufoy, or kli shemlach l'isser. According to the Kiryagir's definition, does a candle have any ishtamshus on Shabbos? Anything to be used with on Shabbos? You can't light it on Shabbos. Has no use. According to Kiryagir, l'kamat l'chura, it's menichal in category of muksa makmaskufa. It's a rock. You cannot move it on Shabbos. Atzal Hashani, the ilmus of the Tiladovid, means that the Rashba, the Sugya l'chura, disagrees with Tosis. The Rashba, daf lamavah, when he sent over the category of chatzaitzis, his words are, any word legamava mayim klal, has no use at all, and still goes on further instead of Shimon Holder's mutter. The simple understanding of the Rashba is he disagrees in this concept of category 2. Has no establishes, so what? Is Kalish to Makhl Isser, why could it claim? And therefore, it would be mutter to our Gufay Makhlaimai. What is the Machlaikis, the Abun Machlaikis between Rashba, let's call it verse Taisis right now, Rashba verse Taisis? Taisis says it is a category 2, and Rashba is not. There are two ways to say it over. One way we already mentioned, how do you look at Kalim? Do you look at the Kalius, take the weak into account? Look at Pratius, do you look upon Shabbos? That means you look at a Ner, has a wonderful use during the week. You light, has a candle, has a fire bearer, has a wonderful use during the week. On Shabbos, it has no use. Tell me it's not a Kli, it's a Kli. Just on Shabbos, I can't use it. So the Kalius, it is a Kli, just not today. Well, no, do you look on Shabbos per se? On Shabbos, Be'etzem, there is no use. Therefore, right now is a Kli today. You look for Pratius. Today there is no Kli. That's Moksa Makhla Skufay. That's a case of Iraq. There could be one way to understand the Yisrael Machlokes, the Rashba, verse Taisis, is how do you look at a Kalim? You look for Klolius or Pratius, you may Chol, or only in the case of Shabbos.
Why would we differentiate it from Tumah? Like, Tumah is still a Kali, even if I can't use it.
I didn't understand the word you said.
A Kali, that's Tumah, becomes
Tumah.
Tumah. So why would it be different?
The Gemara says not to compare the two sukkahs. When they ask Pshat the Gemara, this is a question, nothing about the Sugya. The Gemara said, don't give me a Tumah to Shabbos. Do you want to Pshat the Sugya? Great question.
The Gemara gives a reason why to...
The Gemara does not give a reason. The Gemara just says as a fact. So great question. It's an awesome question, but maybe we'll discuss it in the Sugya. Fine. It's a great question. It's a valid question. I'll get that maybe next couple of why that's so. I won't answer the question, but it's a great question. Another way to understand the side of the Machlokes, the way I was in the Chelek Yuladi says, Machlokes is Gufo was Kli Shemach L'Isser, is Exeris total. But Maxidas, Machlokes, the Chakira, what do you say Kli Isser is, Machlokes among the Rishonim. The way how the Rashba understands, Nichol Geder of Exeris Kalim will go Yisr what? To Metaltal, for Mecham Latzel. But Maisir were not answering the case of Gufo Mekarmai. But if the Yisr is Maxidas, then Maxidas, if there's no shamshus for Gufo Mekarmai, Gufo Mele has no shamshus for Mekarmai, Nichol Sugya Latzel. So you want to say that's Gufo the Machlokes, how do you look Kli Isser? If this is Mitzad the Sugya Vakatzol, there's no Gufoi. No Gufoi, no Mele Tzimak, no Mekoimoi. If it's there's total, why? What's one two with another? What? Right. And the Gemara said, this Goyin, it's Machlokes among the Rishonim, a Tosfos is what the Goyin is quoting, the Rashba, the Maisa disagrees, and therefore Vaz ends off, the Ikka is like the Goyin, and Xeris, Nichol in the Sugya of, come on, like the Goyin, another way. Fakir. But Maisa, he says Machlokes is a come down between the Goyin and others. Machlokes Rashba versus Taisus. He says Ikka is a Goyin Xeris Kalim, therefore he says no such thing as category 2. Well, local Maisa Baz Ink is it. Because Ikka is like Xeris Kalim. But he wants to say that's the son of Machlokes. Is it Xeris Kalim? Well, it's over here. Lemaiso, again, we have the Rashba versus Taisus. Some point out, you have a clear right from Taisus. Taisus says, in the Yehuda Shito, has bechazi ma'at. Nichle category of still Maxidas Lagamri. Maybe he's saying in the Chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda that's even Ma'at Maxidas Lagamri, not Chazi at all, also Maxidas Lagamri, also books of Machmas Gufay. But maybe in the Shimon, Ma'at the Kli Shemach L'Isser, and also when it's not right, also Kli Shemach L'Isser. Do you have a clear right in Tosfos? Tosfos saying in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, saying the Chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda even Ma'at. But maybe the Shimon, also when it's not right at all, also it's Kli Shemach L'Isser. The point is not that clear from Tosfos that way. Not clear that he holds Ma'aseh Da'aser. The Achronim come along, and they bring down this another Machlokes, another Sugya, a Gevurah Da'a Kuf Tanal Beis, the Sugya of Karna De'Omni. Another Machlokes, the Rashba versus the Baal Amor. Over there by the Sugya of Karna De'Omni, the Gemara brings down a Ma'aseh that a Behemoth was carrying Kli Zechuchis on the back. The Gemara says, you want to take the Kli Zechuchis off the back of the animal? So the Gemara says, put pillows and blankets next to the animal, untie the rope, and left the glass fall down on top of the pillows and blankets. Back tomorrow, we know by us we have a sugya. The Mishnah says, "No, it's a kalim. Let's just take the kalim off the back of the animal." The Gemara answers a carni de umni. It's a bloodletting object that people use to take out blood from people, and therefore, since it's muksa, therefore the only way to take it off is tiltum and atzad. Back to showing them why the ma'aser tzarich mekayimay. You want to off the back of that animal, still take it off. What's going on over here? Explains the Balamar. Since like chosin letzarich gufon, it has no use letzarich gufon. And mainly, you want to take off the back of the animal, even letzarich mekayimim einu letiltum. The Balamar simply saying mamashli side of category two. If there is no gufay, the kind of umni has no use the gufay. Mainly cannot take it off even tzarich mekayimay. Black white words. For Shabbat Balamar.
Is it Kishmat Eliser? No bloodletting?
Yeah, you can't do that on Shabbos. You now do that on Shabbos.
It's a reciprocal.
You, no, you make a hole in a person. I've been to hospital recently and they do that a lot. They have all these veins to take out.
Oh, this thing is the thing that makes the hole?
Yeah, it's anything, yeah. To take it out and then also take out blood. Not do either one on Shabbos.
Asking maybe it's the vessel that blood goes in.
I'm not sure. They're still called Kli Yisr. I'm not sure the Matthias one is. They're making the hole, right? The thing makes the hole. The thing is, it makes the hole. Actually, it was by a doctor 2 days ago. They ran out of all the veins over here. And they go, this on. She couldn't find, like, there's too many already. Yeah, so people make holes. So, come over to Ashbar, he quotes the Balamar. He says, that's not true. So, I'm in Colorado. I'm in the Chemio. A Kalim that the halacha is, you cannot move. Only the Ikea Tashmish has no Tashmish in Shabbos. Still, it's Tzarek Mekoyim with Maisis Motor. So you can have something that has no Tzarek Gufay, and still it's Roy with Tzarek Mekoyim. Send the Tilodah with El Masoah and Reis Amavov and Simon Shinches, and the Goyim is Mitzayin to it in Simon Reish Ayin Tes, not the Goyim, Kibbe Egi is Mitzayin in Simon Reish Ayin Tes. He writes over that Pasha, that's the Machlaik is still here. The Rashba Lashitosa in Daf Lamavov says that there's no such thing as Category 2, it's always Kalish Shemak the Isser. Difference is not held by the case of Karin Umni, which had different Pesham and Sugi. That's the answer to the Balamor's Yisra. How do you learn the Sugi? Bekamung and said, Echnami has no Gufay, still can be read from Kaimai. Mashenki, the Balamor, how he sounds like, is like Toysis. Has no Gufay. Made it such a concept of category 2 of Klish Makh Yisra. Nichon the cat now under Mukhtar Makhmas Gufay. Difference also even Sar Gufay and Sar from Kaimai. Now, first, just to answer the Balamor, Kamung Numus Achoin and point out, it's not Chlor in the Balamor to answer it. True, his words are very clear, not chosin legufoin, therefore a person not worried for tilfil even tzarich mekayimah. But there are different types of kelim out there. Just give you a mashal. Let's say a kid has a potty, and somebody who knows what that is. So a potty the mice the kid uses. Let's say a person takes it and washes it, cleans it very well. Would you ever use it to eat from, put on the table? You would never use that kli. Says Akoinim, Akani de Umni, even if you want to use it, you'll never use it. It's made for something that smears, people stay away from. And that's it has no use, even if it had a use, you wouldn't use it. Mashaking other kelim, if it had a use, I use. Just I have nothing to use it with. So you should chalik habi between something that be'etzem built into the kli has no use. Because the kli itself is something that people stay away from. A potty no one will use, I think everyone understands that. Kind of only says that a friend is the same idea, right? No one will use. So they're built in the kli. Built Sarah McCoyne is a son in the kli. Something be'etzem I would use, except I don't need to use, no function, but I can find a function, that built in the kli, echanami, that's a kli. It's a kli on Shabbos, that's how I go from the kaimai. That's how they want to answer the Balamar. So not chlor, but again, don't say Balamar, my sasas.
Because even during the week,
he
wouldn't use it.
Even during the week, he wouldn't use it. So my say, we have maybe a taste that's machmer, you can maybe answer. You have a Balamar, maybe that's machmer, you can answer. Tildo is that bring your shiny wife in the forest, your mission, and cook from base and base. Mishnah says a case of a cornice, what are you using the case of this hammer or this anvil for? To break a goyizim. Shmai said, we pass it like Rova. It's mutzar gufa and tzarech mekoymai. Mekoymai is more of a chiddush. Why did the Mishnah say more of a chiddush? They took away the hammer. Why? Because I want to send this chair. Tzarech mekoymai. Why did the Mishnah say case of a hammer to crack a knot? Say a hammer because I want to send the chair. Tzarech mekoymai is a bigger chiddush. And for the Tila David, because if you do not have a gufay to crack a knot, then you won't have a koimai. So Mishnah has to tell you where we have a tzarek gufay. Mail now we have a din tzarek mekoimai. So once medayik the Mishnah, the reason why the Mishnah took tzarek gufay, because only built upon that, now we have tzarek mekoimai. Hashem Arayu. The Maestro, who's Mekel, the Rashbat clearly disagrees. Signed Daf Lamavov, signed Kuftan Dalit. Why they point out, they go to the Rishonim, Daf Lamavov, they're very clear, looking at Shlomo, look at the Ma'oris, look at the Miri, they write the words in Chatzitzis, as in the Isavoy Melachas Heter Klav. You shouldn't write clearly Chatzitzis, I know the Shtamsh of Heter. And the Til Dovin himself points out, look at Taisus Dapim Dalam Beis, Taisus writes over there, it's not Chosi only Litkiyah. Sounds like serious Taisus. The Ritvan Kuftan Dalit, when he brings down the Sugi of Kani the Umni, he brings down the Balamor, and he goes like the Rajbo. He says, what do you mean? How can you tell me if it's not wearing the Gufo, it's not wearing to Mekoymai? I'll bring it right from Rav Nechemio. Rav Nechemio is not wearing the Gufo, yet it's wearing to Mekoymai.
It's not Shaifa.
What?
Shaifa,
the Kabbalah says, Shaifa is different. No, Shaifa is different. More than Mekhalti, Shaifa is different. Shaifa is different. We'll have to get to Shaifa Bizman Zero, which I think what you're asking is a great question. But I did point out, other Rishonim, when we're listening to your bosses, we know that halacha is you have a nair on the table. The table itself is also sort of goofy mikraimai. That's even not that simple. Look among the Rishonim, the shayla is a table of bosses only for mikraimai, only for goofy, or also mikraimai. Come on, Beni Rucham, come on, Shibul Eleket, it says a table cannot move the goofy. But mikraimai, you can move the table. Fine, we don't pass like that. But they point out clearly from the Beni Rucham, Shibul Eleket, that's something that's not Shaykh Gufay, and still is Shaykh Mekoymai. So we just mentioned just now, eight Rishonim against what seems to be what the Balmor is saying. That means the Balmor and Taisus seem to be a Das Yochad against eight of Rishonim. It's like, really, there is a Klish Mat Isser that has no Gufay, and still has a case of Mekoymai. That's the get to Rishonim. The get to the Paiskim, again, the Olam says a classic example of the case of an error. An error itself is not that simple. Then saw the Mishnebura and Sevkot and Lamedalid. He brings down the Machloikis. The Magavam versus the Moru Ktsia. Moru Ktsia is the Yaakov Emden, the Yaivitz. The Til David and the Menorah Torah that he quotes points out the case of an error is the same Machloikis Balamor versus the Rashba. The same sugya. So if so, let's see how the Paiskin Paskin negates the sugya of an error. So first, again, it's very clear the Moru Ktsia himself might say he's Machmer. The Chidor is Machmer. The Menorah Torah, the one looked up, is Machmer. The Rosh Hashulchan brings down that those who make a mistake and call a narrow case of Klish Mach Lisser is a mistake, has no stamps to the Gufay, and therefore it's also even a case of Mekoymai. The Chavnish says it seems that place is to be Mekel, however, himself end up being Machmer by a case of an error. But Moshe has an interesting idea. Moshe in Dibris, in the Shabbos, the Simon Chavov, he comes along and writes that through the Magavram, he the Mekel is Mekel in a case of an error. However, there's a Mefurshe Mashal that's brought down by the Shlok Kodesh, Sefer Bigda Yesha. That means you go to the back of the Gemara, there's a Mordechai. The Mordechai is a pierce in the bottom called the Bigda Yesha. Bigda Yesha is a Shlok Kodesh. The Shlok that brings down a Yamshu Shloimel, before she Yamshu Shloimel, that says, what's a Locha case of an Ner? So the Ner is in the shame Klealov. It's not a Kli. So the Moshe of Yamshu Shloimel that says a Ner is a category 2, that a Ner is Maisa case, not Nechel Gerev Kli. And if a Vada, how in the world can the Mordechai be Mekel? Therefore, he writes from Moshe, it's smashed by the Margavom did not see this Mashal and the Yetzlo, that if he would have thrown them, a body would not come along to disagree with them. As also a Pella, the other nights that came on the Margavom, the Pirogodim, Machsa Shekel, the Maisha did not bring down Mashal and the Shlo. And therefore, a Vada, if he would have thrown them, then the Margavom would be Mavata Das to the Mashal, and he would have been Machmer. So Moshe says, you truly have Margavom. But he didn't see the Mashal, and worse than the Mashal, 100% he would have been Machmer. Mashal, it's a Shlom. So, it took me a while to find this Mashal. You look up the Mashal, and Echlami, he starts off that way, very clear, your case of a candle there, and no Shem Kli, and the Vada, Api the Halacha, should be, it's a Muxan Shabbos, Viduk, Adkan Bigda Yashar. Mashal goes a further. He goes on, Achim Isi, I see the Olam moving candles on Shabbos. So I go from the kindly. So he starts off saying, you know why? What did you show him without the Mazidim? And then he said, no, I see they heard it from Pig Dolem. So my Echrami, just like a psil is a kli, who wouldn't a ner is a kli, and therefore his maskon is, and ner is kli shemach, this is what's our gufa mekoymai. Now I know when Moshe did not see the Mashal inside, if he would have saw the Mashal inside, of course he would have avatel daito to the Mashal over here, and the body would have come out, and might be make of the case like the Mashal says to you make over here. That may have been Yavim. Maestri, we have a clear Mashal, and Maestri, he come along to be Mekel. And afterwards, the Magavom does go this way, and the Eli Rabo, and the Pesach Shabbos, and the Prima Godim, and the Verhitiv, and the Nesivis, and the Chayodom, and the Graz, and the Kitzer, and the Shulchan Shloimer, and the Nezi Yisrael. Now, the Mishmur by us, when he brings it down, the Iker, if you read him when he's discussing the Amoin Am makes a mistake, that somehow they take in their sholem that's not lit, they either they bring it to shul, they give in the case of a goy over here. So the vada is also what they're doing is klishim lach. The Israel Almighty can't give it to goy. There's no head to go move it. And he ends off and silly not the yaivich shito that he holds in the ghetto of ain shem klialov. I mean, the simple meaning of the mishmua sounds like Beti went like the Mab Avram. And he throws in at the end the yaivich just to tell you, according to him, silly in the Israel. Vayim saw the shayat seen through very shiny test. He passed it very clearly. In the case of an error, it's in the category of klishim lach l'iser. So if so, it comes out the ma'aser most poiskim by the case of an error holds that it's klishim lach l'iser. That's mutar to goof makoymon, not like the yavetz. Most poiskim. Now, just to be clear, this machloek is the floor in the case of an error. The gate now on Shabbos are candles. Ma'aser, let's say you have birthday candles. When your daughter's 11, she wants to put two candles together on a cake. Put this to give kaysiv to the sides and nichol get of kaysiv. We have two letters together, so two numbers together. Is there an isser of the same question? Machlik smogavon versus the ayvitz. So I think the whole entire question is only the gear to candles that you like to burn. But birthday candles, part of the function is, and it could be even more, the main function is the heter shavoy. And certainly has this tumptious of heter. That means numerous birthday candles people put on the cake, they don't even light it. Boy, that those even want to argue and say a birthday candle is klishim lach leheter. Just like we discussed, maybe a gun. Shlomo Zalman says klishim lach leheter. Just like Leicht, Shlomo Zalman says klishim lach leheter. A gun, its function is for iser, of a gun to shoot. Function is to have an Asian top of it, but since Be'ikawit, they have a mitzvah to give noin. But by going to Simcha, you have Leicht on the table and don't even light candles upon it. You can argue candles in a birthday cake, also klishim lach leheter. Now you could ask me a question, you can't blow it on Shabbos. Well, not to, but there's no ish on it. Stop, can I put candles on top of a cake? Now you could tell me, count on top of a cake, monoshok. If it's clear, I can put it there. If it's clear, sir, it's a good come, I can put it there. So the portion of Kamino, when you're 2 years old, start eating the candles. Now what do you do? Do you have a right to take the candles out of his mouth? If it's clear, so I don't think candles are a sakono, but I've been testing numerous times in my house. My kids have chewed them, eaten them, we know, we find that afterwards, it's not sakono. Unless it's sakono, you're right. But the tzad is not sakono. Do you have a right to take the candle out of the kid's mouth? If it's kli heter, yes. If it's kli yisr, the court depends upon the machloekes of poiskim. How to look at something that's not shabbistic? It's not tzad kufoy, it's not tzad mekoymoy, it's not mecham letzel. Something they're doing that's none of the three, under what category is that? Something mitzad bushim, mitzad orchim, mitzad not shabbistic. Do you need to come on to your side that has to be tzad kufoy mekoymoy? I don't think it's tzad kufoy mekoymoy. You can't eat it, you don't appreciate it. Fine, let me the candle. If in the case over here is you have to come on to Asim and come itself, well, right now, I might want to take it out. Be an interesting question. If you like to take the candle out of your kid's mouth, hopefully I did, no problem. Now, it comes out over here, we're saying the sugya of Ner is Nichol, is the same sugya as the category 2 of Klishim Lach L'Iser. And we're the mindset of being Mekel. Now, it's not that simple. The Shu, the Tila David, and the Torah says the same exact sugyo. But right, it's not the same sugyo. But Moshe Kamel says, in Dibur, it's a bad yafi mach in the case of an error. Yet by the case of category 2, he says, there's no sugyo, it's made up. Don't be chosh for it. How can we mach my error? Yeah, actually, why not? Well, if you can answer, then yeah, you can. Before you can, the Lava Chodim answer, it's not the same sugyo. Numa Zachodim on the answer, we'll get to. Maybe Ner is different. It has its own issue, its own problem, why the Yavitz argues. One is, you have to realize, even when you light the Ner on Shabbos, and it has fire there, and you live before Shabbos, come Shabbos, it's there. What is the Shalheves? Shalheves is Betzim, it's not tangible, it's not a Kli. Therefore, what comes out, the flame itself is Muxamak Meskufay, and the Ner is Muxamak Meskufay. That means, even when you use the Ner, it's not a Kli. I mean, even when we use it during the week or have it as its function, it still doesn't have a shame kli. Not like other things, if I use it, it has a shame kli. Even when you use it as its function, it still does not have a shame kli. So maybe Ner is a different category. And best we read the words of the Yaiv, it's brought down in the Shavua. His words are, it's ain't toys kli alof.
Why does it have a shame kli?
Because Yekon and Sugyo are Mux and Shalavas, why that's so. It's a great question, why? Everyone knows that local apothecary. That the idea of a flame is muksimach maskufoy, and the candles of both of that have no shen kli to it. That's his function. Now, why is a great child of why? We'll have to go to Shalevis. But that's how we clearly paskin. So it could be a ner is more of a reason to be machmir, nothing to do with category 2, because be'etzim is not a kli. Even when he uses it, it's not a kli. A second way to machalik, which we'll have to get back to Be'ez Hashem next week, we mentioned maybe the question of something that is a use, a one-time use. But they call it hana ayde kiloi. Something used one time. A bar of soap used one time. One time. Detergent used one time. Is a kli, standard kli, is used over and over, a hammer is over and over. Something that you used one time, is that nichel in the category of kli? No, maybe it's not nichel in the category of kli. The case of mishwood is called sivkon lamadala. Case of bekas, a log of wood that you're burning. So what is it? It's saying it's not a case of a kli. It's a one-time use. So maybe something that betzma has a one-time use is not defined in the category of kli. And again, it'll be a big tool among the achrayim and the paiskim. How do you look at things that have a one-time use? What is detergent? What is toothpaste? What is any makeup? Things that have one-time use, is it mukhtar machmas gufay? You can't use it over and over. Well, no, it's kli shemak this. I use this. It's this, but it's different things. On the tzad, what?
Makas and yom tov is a kli.
No, makas and ma'isa on yom tov you can use. The Gemara still says it's not a kli.
One-time use.
Right.
So what's
what
saying that?
Something is not a kli, makas. What's it not a kli?
I'm
Shabbos.
Right. Because you can't light it.
Liturgy can use also. That's not a kli.
So we're saying one-time use, that's Isser, the use that's Isser, and it's one-time use, then...
Yeah, then it won't be a kli.
Shabbos
is going to be a kli. No, so we'll have to understand, but that means, don't want to say if the Yavis is no rayo. I mean, the cover of the Yavis, maybe the whole Machleg is Yavis. Versus the Machleg Rom, if he wants to stand to him, it's a one-time use. Says B'nom Azob, B'Sed Hashem Yehuda. And that's why his words are, light out of a Basa Chai, because of Lachazet. And look up inside, it's not worse than a raw piece of meat. It's a one-time use. So maybe it's not a one-time use, that's what it's calling not a kli. So it could be Echanami, there's a way to machalik between the case of Ner, basically Shabbat Lesser. Two reasons, one, maybe Ner over here is worse, because even Ner, number one, you use it, it's not a kli. Number two, maybe Anoshal Kilo is not a get of kli. Lemaiso, Negeka, this idea of a kli Shabbat Lesser, no Shabbat of Heter, how do we paskin? Again, Kiveg is very clear, says Lemaiso is Osir. Lemaiso is Osir. It's Muxa Machal Skufa, he has no Shabbat of Heter. Menorah Torah brought down by the Tzila David. Beautiful song. Aruch HaShulchan, he comes along and he says that people make a mistake by Leichter. I think Leichter itself is nichol in the category of Kli Shemach L'Isser Mutar Tzara Kuf Mekoimli. That's not true. Leichter Mutar has no Shemach of Heter. And therefore, it's a Mutar Tzara Kuf Mekoimli. It's even Mutar Tzara Kuf Mekoimli. Now somehow, Svarim came along, the Bris Eilam and the Binah from Liashim and the Shalma Yehuda, and they say today Leichter is category 2. Now, they came from the Aruch HaShulchan. What I think is, I don't understand how they did that. It's a mistake. Could be the case of the Aruch HaShulchan, because years ago, Leichter had no chashivas, was not silver, was just some metal over here. And the main point was just to have one shtamshis of lighting fire on top of it. So it's category 2, has no shtamshis of Heter. Today, our Leichter has, we put in the brake front, because it looks nice. We bring out by Simchas, even that using it half time, lighting it over here, it looks nice. A Vada has a Shtamshis of Heter. No, you spend a lot of money for the nice Shavuot. So somehow a certain Svarim come along and bring down, from built upon the Aruch HaShulchan, the Leichter's category 2. A Vada, I don't think Nichol got a category 2.
They didn't have nice Leichter back then?
No, they don't sound like.
In Europe, they didn't have silver.
I'm not sure what he's referring to. He writes Leichter or Lampim. That's what he writes. Leichter or Lampim lamps. But they have. That's Thomas. Again, pictures are noy. Are kli shemach l'heter? Flowers that are fake. Kli shemach l'heter? Yes. You agree to that? So, if the noy, the place can say kli shemach l'heter. We'll get the sugyo. Shalavis, Shabbos lamps, a whole different ballgame. Now, you might say, "Kenter, Aruch Shulchan might say he's machmer." That Nezer also is true about. He also come up to be machmer. Chanush says, even though it's against the Stibus Hapoyis, Kim not seem to be this way. Maisi he himself wants to be machmer, and all those Maisi who are machmer. I said I shouldn't work with Maisi the base man. He brings down this concept as lekel man diyomer that holds the such thing as category 2 of vatik klishu from Isser. That's mutzar good from Mekoymai. The Shulchan Aruch Rav goes this way, and Moshe the Isser in this question he said not to be choshish with the shito. Not to be choshish for Hosner or Scheinberg. And if you analyze it, we're mechalik in the case of Ner versus other cases. We're only mechalik which way? Not those who are machmer, there's no rayo. But those who are makel by Ner, I know the Bina Mishomazam and the Chilik, but it's very hard to understand as Chilik. Because the ones who are makel by Ner, the chlorite, they're makel by category 2. That means it comes out that the Mashal is being makel, Magavon is being makel, the Rab is being makel, the Shabbat is being makel, Pribagom, Meshibruan, Allah is being makel. Anyone make it by Nerv, the Chul is being makel by Klishim, Lakhul, Isser, by category 2, that's Mutasar, Kuf, Mekarimai. It's very hard to make up to one versus the other. Now, practically, as far as I see, most of them, Mlaktim, except for maybe one or two, because they come along, they pass between Chush, Lachumah, less than Mokum, Mekhak. Because they come to be Machmer, whether it becomes a silver, Mashami Huda, or a falco here, or a simcha banim, or the Orphan Shabbos, Sham Yosin, they all make it come along to be machmer, unless Mokum Chak. Sham Yosin takes it a step further, and so in the case of Yontif. Yontif, the Machab passes like a Yehudo. So, but Yontif will be machmer by category 2. So, on its side, when the Swam come along to be machmer, now we have to take it a step further. What is the getter to being machmer? How do we find the category of what something has no establishment of heter? What does that mean over here? For example, the Gemara's cases in the Shofar. The Gemara says the Shofar is Klish Shemach L'Isser, the Emin agrees Klish Shemach L'Isser, that's Mutzar Gufa Mekarmai. What time on Mechab and Tzav Dalad, Mais and Mutzar Gufa Mekarmai. This man has a... Would anyone give a kid to drink from the Shofar? Today. Zeresh Meir Shav Kachosai, being down from Shlomo Zalman, the Shofar Sisson being down from Yashiv, the loch is in Nifl category 2, and therefore a person cannot move a shayvit today, even so a goof from a kaimai. That means what the Gemara is matter, what the Shulchan Aruch is matter, we can't follow anymore, we have to go after practicality. Now we have to find what that means. We have to realize when the Gemara is at a shayfer, the Gemara is saying a bandit's mutter, now we can't go because who today in their right mind will take a shayfer, put wood inside, give the child, has no chance of heter. Again, but also maybe it's chasarik kiss. Depends on shayfer. The kids shayfer not. Adults shayfer is also chasarik kiss. I mean, you have two problems: chasarik kiss, and also as no shtamshes of heter at all today. So let's now we have to very important to define what do you mean no shtamshes of heter. So to go through with six different mahalchim, say we have a hard time with most of them, and let's try to analyze what to do practically. There's one mahalch that our simple bum seems to go with that the luach hamukzer shalmeis in the courts from where. Or Weber, the Lachma Shulchan goes this way. Then one taina has to be something that's Tashmash HaRogel, Tashmash HaMotzai. That'd be something that's Rogel to go use. Therefore, for example, they're being down, you want to take a pen or pencil that's on the table, a move it, it's our goof mekaimai, has no Tashmash HaHeter. Tashmash HaRogel, Tashmash HaMotzai. Sure, you might point with it, might scratch yourself, might hear it, but it's Tashmash HaMotzai, Tashmash HaRogel. Therefore, coming to Shmir Shabbos Kuchosai, he says, I pen the table, to take off the table? So, good Mekaimai, how can you do that? Now, first, let's see where they're getting it from. Let's analyze what they're saying over here. Okay, a lot of faces over here. I'm agreeing with the faces, without making a face. I'm saying there, with the quoting, I'm doing a lot right with Malachi, we're just quoting. Now, where they're getting from, so at least two of the Svarim of Simple Bottom, where he's getting it from, and Lachma Shulchan, they're getting it from, things from Kivager. Let's do Rib Kivager. I think they read him Kivager incorrectly, say nicely. Kivager is discussing a sugya that we do not really see yet, with a mob exam in Sif Gimel. The mob discusses when you have Muksa ready in your hand, can you put it wherever you want, or you have to drop it. So we'll get back to the sugya Bez Hashem later on. And there seem to be 10 different cases of cholopathas about when a person can have mukhs in his hand, or what to go do with it. To focus on four main cases, our Elum understands, you can have a klish shemach l'isser that you picked up a heter. You can have a klish shemach l'isser that you picked up the isser. You can have mukhs shemach l'skufa you picked up a heter. And you can have mukhs shemach l'skufa that you picked up a isser. Four simple cases. The case of a klish shemach l'heter that picked up a heter, that's very clear, it says Ramah, you can put it wherever you want. Numerous Makaris among the Mishainim, one the Rashba Daf Kuchav Dalit says that why the Gemara asking according to Rav Nechemya, how do you clean up the table? According to us, Rav, how do you clean up the table? It says very simple. You pick it up, Sarah Makaima. Once Sarah Makaima, you can put it wherever you want. Ma'am, welcome to Gemara. So, Echonami, once you pick up Heter, Klishimach the Isser, Beheter, you can put it wherever you want. You pick up Klishimach the Isser, Mokhat Isser, which should be moving down, or Klaks among the Paiskim Mishainim. What's a locha? You have a muksa machmas gufoy and they picked up a heter. How do you have that case? So there's a Ramah, and Simi Reis Tamar Vav, Simfi Beis, the last Ramah. He brings down, let's say a person's Erev Shabbos, if he got his kisoy, his wallet upon him. The Ramah says it's upon him, he can walk wherever he wants when it comes Shabbos, and then undo his belt, let the wallet fall down, and leave it there. So we have a case that Ramah appeared that good, the stand of the Muktzah Machmas Gufa in Mali, Kam Shabbos is Muktzah, it's still upon you, you can still walk with it and take it to a place that's Muktzah, that's hidden, to hide your things over there. So you see, it's Maskel Beheter, I put it wherever you want. If you stand Erev Shabbos, you'll have to wear it on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is Muktzah, you're Maskel Beheter, you switched over to Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara forces the Gemara against you. The Gemara daf lam lehem bei is a sugya of shayfer. The Gemara says that in case of a shayfer, when you put it down, why? Because otherwise, how are you holding a shayfer on Shabbos? So you put it down in Kabbal Shabbos until it's money up to matzniya until the heart is put away. Then you got to put it down miyat, and then Shabbos happens. We can't hold the shayfer on Shabbos. Why? You hold the shayfer better. Let's go into Shabbos. Let's keep holding it before the Gemara. This is welcome from Echnami. It's better not to hold Muktzah on Shabbos. And therefore the Gemara wants you to put down the Shayfer before Shabbos. But the Chalami, if you're holding a Shayfer, you have a right to take it wherever you want.
Why
isn't that what's good for you? It's a Kli Shimla Akhtayla. No, the Gemara can call it Reisi Shita. Reisi holds, that has no Heter. But Shayfer, and not in the case of Chutzaychus. Not us. According to him, Reisi, the Gemara is discussing him. Reisi Shita will go to him the Chemio. According to him. And the Gemara is saying, you have to put it down. He said, the Gemara, Chalami, you know how to put it down, but better put it down. But does come out that we see in the walk Nagudo, Ramah, the Mag of Ram, that you stop the heter by Muktzah Machmas Gufa, you can put it wherever you want. Atzad Hasheni, the Goyin, in Archaim Reis Amavav, and your day Reis Amavav, says not true. You pick up Muktzah Machmas Gufa, you have to drop it. He said, I'm going to go right up. The Gemara Mehem and Bain, the Gemara said, they like the Mag of Ram ferrets. You picked up a Shafer, the Gemara said, yeah, put it down, Miyad. What's the simple nafkamino? You crack eggs on Shabbos. You have the shells in your hand. Stop after. Do you have to drop it? Or can you put them down in the garbage? You crack sunflower seeds or the other ones, the pumpkin seeds. And people do them in the mouth. And then you have shells left in your mouth. Do you have to spit them out? Or you take them down or put them down? Some people seem to have a gzera. You may hold out to Shabbos. You spit that out even during the week. Fine. The question over here is, do you have to like spit them out to put them down? It started the heter. Good shayla, good question. Allah Almighty, I have to get back to. Mishavua sounds like Yavi Machmer. I have to get back to. Maisa Mishavua says, built upon this question, Mishavua Siv Kotin Yigimel says, one of the recoveries is Evan Oizer. Shaitim Baos, he's down, I'm Evan Oizer. Evan Oizer says, I'll bring a raya brewer that you have to drop in miyat. Why? The Gemara says after this by the Sugya of Shayim Chatzaitzis, we have no mysterious of prices. One says both of us, or both of one says both of Mutter, one says us, one's Mutter. The Gemara answers Har Rabbi Yehuda, Har Rabbi Shimon, Har Rabbi Nechemio. The next line of the Gemara is Ma Shayfer, Nami Chatzaitzis. One's a Shayfer, Shayfer's Chatzaitzis. The words are interchangeable. The Gemara says Shayfer, it means Chatzaitzis. What in the world does the word, does the Gemara mean that Shayfer is Chatzaitzis? So the way how Rashi touches the Gemara, Rashi is saying, going back to Rav Nechemin of Yosi, Rav Nechemin of Yosi says, the person cannot move now, Shreif and not Chatzaitzus. Why is the Bryce saying Chatzaitzus? Let the Bryce say, you can't move a Shreifer, you can't move a Shreifer, Koshkin, Chatzaitzus. Punch a Koshkin. Elamai, the reason why we say Shreif and Chatzaitzus, because some people call Shreif and Chatzaitzus, some people call Chatzaitzus Shreifer, and therefore going back to Yosi and Nechemin, I come tell you, they cannot move either one. That's Rashi. My side of says that's Doichik Pshat in the Sugyo. So, what is the case in the Sugyo? Saying and going back to the case in the Chazan, the Beit Knesses, that he comes along over here and he has the case of the Shafer that he's blowing over here. Now, let's analyze. According to Shafer, according to Behudis, not Moksa. Only Chatzaitzis is. Then, according to Behudis, Mutanzar Gufa Mekaimai. According to Rav Nechemia, is something Mutanzar Mekaimai? So, the third Taisis, Adaf Amov, Taisis being down Rav Ashita. That's even according to Nechem is Mutal Sarach Mekaimai. I ain't sure if Taisi has a makhlikes about it. Sarach Mekaimai. Rashi says also grab, but that's the thing that Evan Ezer says it. Now, come along the Evan Ezer, if so, so why by Shafer do you have to put it down? My sin is a case of Sarach Mekaimai is Mutter. So that's the more switching and saying, Echnami, when it says Shafer, it means Chatzaitzers. If it's Mukhsa, different won't have a heter. That's why you have to drop it. A Raya Brewer says you have to drop something that comes into him beheter. Ad kan Evan Ezer. Not sure you have the cheshbon, but that's what Evan Ezer says. In fact, I get two questions. First of all, he's switching from Shev to Chatzaitzis, then why say it's Nechemia, say it's Yehuda? Chatzaitzis is also awesome. The second thing he says, it's a Pelo. Some kibegir, something that has no ishtamshus legufay, you can move tzarach mikaymai. Can a zayin, something that has no ishtamshus legufay, is category two. Has no gufay, it's a rock. Muxim achmas gufay, of course it has no mikaymai. So how in the world could you ever know he's the same pshah and the sugya, according to Nechem, has no gufay, yet has mikaymai? Avada is not so. I'm Balamor. Avada, no concept that something has no gufay, has mikaymai. That's again the kibegir speaking out very truly. To go back to Eben Ezer. The Shitosai, there's no Gufoy, there's no Makaymai. It says, with this we'll answer, which is caused by Chasar and Kis. The Zero Shimshin over there says, that why by the Chasar and Kis is it also Tzarek Guf Makaymai? That'd be also only Tzarek Gufoy, Mutan Tzarek Makaymai, Tzarek Guf Makaymai, some Kivagar, that can't be. Because it has no Gufoy, has no Makaymai. Therefore, it said, I'm answering you in the Zero Shimshin. So it comes out over here that Rabbi Kivagar is saying, so what is the definition, he says, Pshan the Sugya? He says, anything, he writes like this, anything that is Shtamshus and Rogel, that if you cannot do the Shtamshus and Rogel on Shabbos, Mela is not Tzarek Gufay, it's also Tzarek Mekaymai. Now, let's analyze. Who's the Kiv Eger? He's being very clear. Where's the Kiv Eger? Very clear. It has no Shtamshus and Rogel, therefore not Tzarek Gufay, has no Mekaymai. Building upon these words, come along Simcha Bonim, come along the Lachmei Shulchan. They want tiny. From here we see Kiveger saying there's no Shtamshus Rogel, no Tzarek Gufay, Mela no Tzarek Mekaymai. So what's the definition of category two? Something there's no Shtamshus Rogel. Now, if you think about it a second, whose shita is Kiveger going in? Rav Nechemya. Do we pass on Nechemya? No Shaykhus. He's saying in the Eben Ezer to answer back to the Sugya in Rav Nechemya's shita. We do pass Kanayim like we do pass like Shimon. We hope Tzarek Gufay means not Shtamshus Rogel, means any Tzarek Gufay. That means the Marmokim, where they're coming to Aser, their pen, the markers, the definition is Shtamshus Rogel, is if Kivegas, he says the words very clear. Somebody's not had no Shtamshus Rogel to go use, and Chanami is also Tzarek Gufay, also Tzarek Mekaymai. He's going to have Nechemya. And that's the definition of category two, the Pelo. That's where Simcha Bonim is getting it from. So again, we have one definition of what defines category two. It has to have a Shtamshus Rogel, otherwise no Shtamshus Rogel. Then call category two amongst Machmas Gufay. A second Malach, Mamash Punkfakert. Come on, Lisham Yenison. He says it has to be something that's Mashunah. If it's Mashunah, that's category two. Something that's not Mashunah, that's Gechnamas, Kilishamachmas. Something that's strange to be done. What are you doing over here? It's very strange. That's called category two. That's therefore, if people ask you, why are you doing it for? That's not called a Shtamshus. Now, if you analyze where he's coming from, Sham Yenison, he's quoting a Chaznish, Nigeris, the Chalapes, also chooses the Bukhtob, Basimus Hamachas. Over there, looking the Chaznish up, he's discussing there, twice it says, Chazi Ma'at. What's Ma'at? 5 times a week, 10 times a week. What defines Ma'at? Says the Chaznish, there are two things. Something called Ma'at, which he says is Mashuno, and it's even less than Ma'at. When he calls the example, his words are when a person takes a Ner Shalnaft, a smelling cup over here, and he covers Yayin Ocholog, and a person's father yells at the kid, what are you doing? Something that's strange. Something that someone says, what are you doing? There are two levels here. Ma'at is strange. What are you doing? There's something, there's next level, what are you doing? And we have kids, and the question is, what are you doing? Or you ask the kids, are you thinking? And the answer is no. Right, fine. The question, what are you doing? Two different levels. So it says on this, Sham Yonason, built upon the Chaznish, the ghetto, something's Mishuno, in the category of Ma'at, and therefore it's in category two. You just analyze the word slowly. The Chandra is saying Ma'at in the Yudah Shita. Kodim Shimon Ma'am Ma'isa is a Klishma'al Isser Mutar Kufu Mekaymai. Therefore, it's something that's Mashuno, Ma'isa is Klishma'al Isser, as not category two. I see in the footnote he brings down this question they asked upon him, not sure what he answers. Ma'am, not what he's saying. The get is not Mashuno, according to Chaznish. Mashuno is in Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon. A third way of defining category two. There's a Moshe what the category is. He said, first, there's no shita. But if there is such a shita, there's any use like a paperweight, that's called as has a use. That's called a use. Now, Shamir, the Bechdel Shabbos, they go, even a paperweight is nichol in the category of Klishma Isser. Category two, have you something that's even less than a paperweight? Which then you have to find out what category that is. The Ash says, that can't be that's a category. Because if so, you just knocked out both category two. Now, Shabbos wants to make in between. He wants to say it depends. If there are objects on the table, so what do you do with the paperweight? You use the object. It's on a shelf, and you never put it on the table. It can't be used as a paperweight. You can't use the paperweight. That'd be definitely category two.
Is it a Moshe?
No, you're just saying over how to find what something is Moshe.
Where is this Gedarm coming from? It's being pulled out of a hat.
Ooh, that's part of it. We'll get to that point. That means we have a third option, a paperweight. That's definitely a category of Klishe Matel Isser. A fourth category, the way Mishlom Zaman brought down Shukun Shloimo, something that's not Motsoi, that's category two. Now, it gives two examples. He says a fan that's not working on Shabbos has no use on Shabbos. But your keys to your car, to your ignition, has a use on Shabbos, can be a paperweight. Now, if you ever ask me, what's a Punkfakert? A fan that's not connected on Shabbos, what do? We hang your clothing on it, right? The door wants to be kept open. We put the door over there. You have a fire extinguisher over there. But we use our fans all the time to hang our things on it. And that's what Shlomo Zalman says, no motzi. But our car keys, oh, that the mice has use, can use as a paperweight. I don't know, I was at Punkfakert. That's his get over here. A fifth way of saying it over, the big nothing of the Yashiv, is noik tzas, even eating more chaykus, that's not a category klish maklisser, less than that is category two. Shlomo Zalman brings down this malach. Rav Sharmig, when he sent over this idea over here from the Yashiv, he says basically you didn't have to find anything. He said eating more chaykus, you didn't define the definition over here. But the Paiskim don't exactly give a category, like he's saying being pulled out of the hat, no one's explaining in very important books over here. Another way how what I'll be Yashiv, is a Shwas Tzitzchok, an example of Yashiv. It really depends. Category 2 means, what would you do even if you don't have other Kalim? That means the only reason why we're not doing it is because we have other Kalim. Which if you analyze, you think about, let's say we had no cups. Would you use the Shofar? I think so, we had nothing to use. What would you drink? What would we have? We didn't use the Shofar, except we have cups, you'll use the Shofar. Shwas Tzitzchok is the one who says that the Shofar Bizman HaZeh is Category 2. According to his own definition, if we have no cups, use a shofar. That the Gemara did, so it should be a case of category one. So I'm not exactly sure what exactly how he defined the definition of category two is. Maisa comes out, we had six definitions. Not clear how we're getting it from, and how to define it, and what exactly they mean. Just maybe take some cases. A regular telephone, not a cell phone. What is that exactly? You have a phone in your house, is that category two or not? So see, the Ochr Shabbos, Simcha Bonim, the Shabbi Yonasin, all three say, has no Shamshas of Heter. And therefore, you can use them Shabbos. So, besides the fact, maybe he has a Heter of a paperweight, but at least when they're writing the Svarim, I think even today, some call it a wake up call. That means that you know from a hotel, you want to be walking up, you don't have a cell phone with you, you call down to the lobby, you tell them to call, and they ring, rings until you pick up the phone. Today, also, all phones, you call up, there's a number in the phone book, there's something called a wake up call. It has a Shamshas of Heter. No problem doing that on Shabbos. No, because someone's calling you, so there's no issue that you set something up. I mean, if you put on a ringer, let's say you put on music, might be a good question. Let's say a regular ringer. No issue of Shabbos also here. So the question of the Chura is, why they're saying, and especially when they wrote this form 20 years ago, everyone, that's how everyone uses it constantly all the time, a wake-up call. The Chura, why isn't Nichol in category two? The Chura has a Shabbos of Heter. Besides, it could be used as a paperweight. Well, a washing machine. That has no shumps of is no shumps of heter or not. So for Shabbos it says it really depends what is your function, how to use a washing machine and dryer in your house. If you use it that during the week you store things in, your laundry, and then when it comes to do the laundry, then you store it and take it out, has a shumps of heter. If your function is you always have a hamper, and then you only use washing clothing inside, then it's cliche mark, it says no shumps of heter. Now, Maisa, I do not understand who defines, why do you look at the person per se as unkli? Who you should look at, does a kli have a shtamshus of heter or not? Now, Bishlam the Chazar kiss that I understand why you look at the person where that saw coming from. But kli shemat iser, I don't think it defines, I would never use a pen to point. It doesn't go up to me. It goes after the kli. It's the kli, not a kli. Come over for Shabbat, somehow he says it goes after the person per se. Who goes after the object? Is the object the kli has a shtamshus of heter? Does not have a shtamshus of heter? So I don't think it's strange. It's not strange. But if it has a shtamshus of heter, it should be a case of kli shemat iser. Let's take the one case that everyone discusses is a hammer. Hammer, every single sefer goes like the Mishnah says, is a klish shemalak l'isser that has a shtamshus of heter. Now let's keep to Eretz Yisrael. Kamat, nobody in this country has ever seen anyone take a hammer to crack nuts.
Except
for Shabbos. No, not even Shabbos.
Coconut.
I said in this country. Why? Because in America, you got coconuts, that's how you open a coconut. Take a hammer. But in this country, there are no coconuts. And Has anyone ever seen in this country? I know Yechidim will say, yeah, I did. I did. Just because Mishnah says. Without Mishnah saying so, a consensual Aruch, Chura, Elcha, Dovash, Ainla, Shimush of Heter, like a shayfa changed, Chura, a hammer. If someone took a hammer to your table, cracked nuts, what are you doing? Fuck, I'll do this again, it makes sense. But otherwise, what are you doing over here? And for some reason, I can't find out one sefer that says it's Ainla, Shimush of Heter. And I would have said that would have been the classic example. The Zman has no Shimush of Heter in Eretz Yisrael. Maisi wrote this question, Chaim Knievsky, he wrote back to us, Kumudumush, Ainla, Mushuna, Klal. To use a hammer on a table on Shabbos is not Mushuna. Okay. He says not. I don't know. I think it is. Why? Well, maybe you say I'm wrong. Halacha Maisa. Halacha Maisa. Now, when we went through the sugya of Klishim Lachal Heter, I think it was very stark that within the sugya of the Makaris, you need that Tzarech Toiv, Tzarech Amiti, and it's very sure why it seems to be lax. Here by a sug bet, I don't think it's a card. You have to realize, number one, the sugya of Muksa is the Rabbanon, we solved the first Chabura, the Rabbanon, or Muksa is the Rabbanon Kula. Number two, Roy Rishonim, we call at least eight Rishonim, the Maisu or Mekel, the Rajbo, the Shlomis, the Me'iri, the Moiris, they hold this notion concept as category two, as a get in this Mutsar group, Buf and Makarimai. Number three, where you place can I make a Viner? An Arab place can. It's Makarom, it's the Mishabuah, the El Rabbah, the Shabbat, the Graz, Shabbazam is killing, it's very hard to understand. And Pashas, we have our place, we might start being Mekel over here. And even to be Makarim there, we can Yeshna Chalik. Number four, you have to realize, even though Kivege Yitru is being machbar, but who's coming to argue with? Nazir Shimshin. I mean, Nazir Shimshin disagrees with him. Who else do you argue with? The Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says, why is the case of Chassar and Kis? It's Otsarach Mekoymai. It's Mitzad Zekoshkein. Malak Ufai, Koshkein Mekoymai. Not Mitzad Zekoshkein Mekoymai. Come along with the Beis Yosef. Number five, the Chanish himself points out that the steamers are placed him and not like him. He's machbar. He says, you can learn Torah and Shulchan Aruch and all the nice game on the page, Maharam, Taz, Pimagodim, Mishnebura, and not know there's such a cantum of muksa as Klish Lach Lissa, as Noach Damshus Vetter. You can spend months and years learning it and not know this concept over here. It's Mishnebura. The Ayavits is another way. The Ayavits means that. But you can mamish, and there's a muksa out there, there's so much forum and ideas and muksa, and another nice game decide, let's tell you this new concept over here. No one says it on the page over here. The late said of Scheinberg, if there is such a category, no one really gives a getter to it. And we had six options, not clear. Someone just gave you such a getter. So they defined it over here. But Moshe says, he says it's not just getter. But Moshe says, you know what? Even there is a getter, but everything has its options. Everything can be a paperweight. So even if you write it on Moshe, the concept doesn't make too much sense. Everything has a use over here. So true, Meister Armach Miram. Again, the Kivego here, the Abnezer, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chazmish. Meister, the passions to be shown in the Paiskim, the Sugil, the Meister, the Mekel, especially in the case of the Sugil, the Ner, the Mikkel, the Paiskim, the Mekel. So true, those are Mekel, Sugil, the Mekel, those are Machmir, we can defend the Machmir. Fine, they want to be Sugil, the Dasi Chidim over here. Otherwise, for the Sugil, again, you look around the Malakim, every single Malak, it says, there's a Chil to be Machmir. You look at the Sugil, Yishlo, the Y, and Mashen, Klish, Mat, the Heter. Some other reason we were very lax upon it, and Yeshua loved the wine. Well, Bez Hashem on Sunday, I have to be in Chayat Sadek again early in the morning. I hope to be back. We'll then start learning. Whenever I get back here, I'll get back. We'll give Chaburah. And also, next Chaburah, I'd like to divide up into Sunday and Monday. Sunday, the focus on the Sugya Muksa Mat Maskufai, and Monday, the Sugya Shiva Kalim. They intertwine with two different Sugyas. That's a lot for Apple.